The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Francis, Rosh Kollel of the Chicago Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah says in Moikatan of Chesam and Beis, that a person who is a novice is allowed to sew in his normal way, but an uman, someone who's a craftsman, a skilled person, has to make a shinui when he sews. Basically, you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed if it's a tzarech HaMoed, but you're only allowed to do a ma'isa hedget and a ma'isa uman. So therefore, a novice could sew normally because that would be considered a ma'isa hedget. A newman, a craftsman, a tailor, on the other hand, has to sew with a shinoi. If he sews with a shinoi, that transforms a ma'isa uman into a ma'isa hedget. In the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tuf Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Hei, it says that if someone needs a beged b'moyed, if he's a hedget and he's not an expert in this malacha, then he could do it normally. And if he's an uman mahir, if he's an expert, so hareza oisai oisai maisa hedget. He has to do it in such a way that it would be a maisa hedget. And he has to make two shinuyim. He has to make tfirais or chavais, wide basting stitches, utfira achas lamala v'achas lamata, and he has to make one stitch high, one stitch low, in a zigzag pattern, kishine hakelev, that resembles the teeth of a dog. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that Stam Isha is considered to be a uman, and therefore an Isha always has to make two shinuyim when she sews. Now, what about sewing a button on a garment on Chol HaMoed, a garment that's needed with Tzarech HaMoed? Now, if you sew a button on a garment, you can't do the two prescribed shinuyim. It just doesn't work with a button. You can't do, you can't make wide basting stitches and also kishine akelev, two stitches in a zigzag pattern, one high and one low. It wouldn't work with a button. So what do you do in that case? So there are actually different shitas. Hagoyin Rav Yosef Sholem Elyashev Zatzal is quoted as saying that you cannot sew a button on Chol HaMoed altogether, because since you can't do it the way Chazal say, then you can't sew on a button at all. Some quote Rav Elyashev is saying that you could sew a button on, but you have to do it in such a way where the button is loose and it's hanging, which would be comparable to making the shinuyim that are required by Chazal. And Hagoyin Rav Nissen Karelitz holds that you could sew a button on, but you have to make a shinuy by using only two of the four holes in the button. Now, we have to understand exactly what constitutes a ma'isa uman. We say that sewing is considered to be a ma'isa uman. On the other hand, ksiva, writing, ksav mishita, is not considered to be a ma'isa uman. What's the difference between sewing and writing ksav mishita, writing ordinary cursive writing or writing by hand, printing? That's not considered to be a skilled action, whereas sewing is. What's the difference between writing and sewing? The Truma Sedeshin and Simon Pei Zion says that most people know how to write, but most people do not know how to sew. So that is what defines a ma'isa uman. If everyone could do it, then it's not considered to be a ma'isa uman. Whereas if only some people have this skill, then it is considered to be a ma'isa uman. So it depends on whether everyone could do it or not. On the other hand, we find brought down b'shem the hagoyis hasmak that by sewing, nowadays most people are bucky in how to be moitzi mole machat, which is the definition the Gemara gives to define an uman. So the smak holds that most people are bucky in that, and even though Rov B'nai Adam could do it, it's still considered to be a Maisa Uman. So this would seem to be different than the definition given by the Truma Sadeshin. So we still need further research into defining exactly what is a Maisa Uman. Does it depend on the precision needed for the particular action to move your hands in a certain skilled, precise way? Does it depend on technical know-how? Does it depend on whether everyone knows how to do it or everyone doesn't know how to do it? This issue also will come up again with respect to driving a car. In the Sefer Melechus Shleima, Hagoyim Rav Shleima Zalman Arbach wonders, why is it that people drive cars on Chol HaMoed? Even if it's Letzarech HaMoed or Letzarech Teal to take a trip, which is also considered to be a Tzarech HaMoed, but why isn't driving a car considered to be a Maisa Uman? Because it does take skill to drive a car. So again, perhaps we could say that it's relatively easy to learn how to drive a car, so you don't need too much technical know-how. Or maybe the reason is because everyone drives a car pretty much, so maybe it would be similar to Ksiva. Everyone could do it, so therefore it's not considered to be a umnis. Or perhaps we could say another svara, that the malacha is not what is requiring the umnis. In other words, when you drive a car, what's the malacha? The malacha is pushing the gas, because that's havara. Now, the pushing the gas doesn't require any special skill. Anyone can do that. The skillful part of driving a car would involve steering the car, but that's not the malacha involved. The malacha is not the steering, so therefore, the malacha itself does not involve any umnis. To drive a car, however, shelo letzarech hamoed, that would be awesome. So therefore, one could not take driving lessons on Chol HaMoed. Now, in terms of repairing a car, most types of repairs that would be done to a car are considered to be a Maisa Uman. If you take a car to a mechanic and a mechanic has to make repairs on the car, so most repairs would be considered to be a Maisa Uman and therefore cannot be made on Chol HaMoed unless it would be a Davar Aved. Similarly, repairs in a house on Chol HaMoed, repairs that would typically be made by an electrician, a contractor, a plumber, they would all be considered a Maisa Uman, and they would be also Letzarech HaMoed. They would only be Muta in a case where it's a Davar Aved. Hagoyim Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Chiddush. Would a person be allowed to hang up a picture on Chol HaMoed? It involves a malacha since you're banging a nail into the wall. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that even though it's a Maisa Hejet, but it's not considered to be a Tzarech HaMoed because it's not a Tzarech Choshev. It's not an important need. A person does, and it's not important for a person to have a picture up on the wall. Very often people will wait a long time before they get around to hanging up a picture. It's usually not a priority for a person to hang up a picture. So therefore, it's not considered an important need, and therefore it wouldn't be classified as a Tzarech HaMoed. This is a Chiddush, and others argue with this. We mentioned earlier that ksav mishita is mutl tzarech ha-mayed, regular, ordinary writing, but calligraphy is not permitted tzarech ha-mayed because calligraphy is considered to be a ma'aseh uman. Doing computer work is mutl tzarech ha-mayed, and it may possibly even be muta if it's not tzarech ha-mayed. If it's not printed out, because the type of ksiva that remains within the computer might be considered a ksav she'ena miskayim, it may not be true ksiva, and therefore there is a makayim to be makel, even if it's not letzarech hamayed. And that would mean also that texting and emails may also be mutter on Chol HaMoed, provided it's not printed out. Kindle or Nook technology may be worse than regular computer work, and it needs further research. If someone meets someone and he wants to copy down the person's phone number, the phone number is needed to be used Letzarech HaMoed. And he has a choice. He can either write the number down or he could input the number into his cell phone. It would be preferable, and one should input the number into the cell phone rather than write it down, because that would be less of a malacha on Chol HaMoed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.